street food, soul food. We all have a favorite little spot to eat. Maybe it's a dumpling cart or a sandwich shop. They know your order when you walk in, and they always give you extra sauce. You want to keep the place a secret, but you also want to tell your friends. Well, it seems that you don't have to make that difficult choice now. A new Netflix documentary series, Street Food, aims to tell the world about all of our favorite little spots. Released on April 26th, the series takes viewers through 9 Asian countries and regions in search of local communities and their cuisines, from Tom Yum in Bangkok, Thailand, to snails in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Despite the series' title, street food is actually about people. At its heart, the show explores how and why some people end up slinging noodles, sweets, or rice on the street, and the answers aren't always easy, wrote Zach Johnston of news website UpRocks. The story of Toyo from Osaka, Japan, is one example. He's locally famous for serving food and jokes. He seems like the happiest man alive, wrote Colin Henderson in the New Zealand Herald. Then he talks about his father and starts sobbing. Toyo learned how to cook as a child out of necessity. His father didn't care about feeding him. Without any money, Toyo would stir-fry weeds and leaves he found in the fields near his school. Today, Toyo has a job that he loves. What about the people who love to eat street food? In India, there's this Nihari stew, recalled the series creator Brian McGinn in an interview with the website Mashable. Every morning, hundreds of people line up for this stew in this alleyway. As everyone tries to be one of the people who are going to get some of this stew before they run out. Moments like these can be found throughout the series, showing that street food is important to local cultures and communities. McGinn says food is a way to look at and understand people's lives. To do this, McGinn and his co-creator, David Gelb, didn't plan ahead or use any guidebooks. They found their subjects by word of mouth. McGinn and Gelb called this style of food documentary Food Romance. It's not just beautiful food shots, Gelb told Mashable. It's story and its context and its character that makes the food more delicious, more meaningful, and more powerful.